Hello and welcome to the How to Get an Analytics Job podcast. My name is John David Arianson and I'm your host. I'm what you would call a practicing professor. I have years of experience consulting in the analytics industry and I have years of experience teaching analytics in the classroom at Greensboro College. This podcast is an ecosystem that I developed for my students so that they could get world-class career advice from leading analytics experts. To date, my students have got to ask questions directly to analysts and data scientists from Amazon, Apple, and Google. They've even got to talk directly to CEOs, CMOs, and presidents of companies who have been former clients of mine to get insights on how senior managers use data to drive their business decisions. If you're interested in becoming one of my students, check the links in the description down below. I'm currently offering two programs. One is a one-month career services program, and the other is an analytics apprenticeship program associated with Greensboro College. In both of those programs, we take a three-tiered hybrid approach. So you'll have access to pre-recorded asynchronous lectures, live group lectures in a cohort setting, and one-on-one coaching with experts in the analytics space. On average, our students are gaining about a $16,000 pay increase going through the program. On the high end, we've actually helped someone achieve a $54,000 pay increase. This means that on average, our students are recouping their investment between 1 to 2 months of landing their job. So if you're ready to take your career to the next level, click the links in the description and apply for our program. I would love to get to work with you. With all that being said, I hope you enjoy this podcast episode.
First job out of the gate. 100% remote.
Yes.
And you said 65K, right?
Yes.
You realize you're ahead of the game already.
Hello and welcome back to the channel. So in this week's video, I'm catching up with my former student, Connor Brown. Connor is off to a great start to his career. But today, we ask the question, what's next? And delve into what the next 5 years of his working life might look like.
What have you been up to?
Well, just working. Just started in June right after I graduated and started working as a pricing analyst for a company based out of Chandler, Arizona. And been working there for a little over a year.
First job out of the gate, 100% remote.
Yes.
And you said 65K, right?
Yes.
You realize you're ahead of the game already.
Yes.
Which is funny because you're like, you saw that vlog with Christina and you were like, no.
Yeah, 90,
I got to beat her.
95, that's a goal that's got to get beat.
So just a quick update from one of my previous vlogs. So Christina secured that offer. So she got a $95,000 offer to be a marketing analyst. Now, the only catch here is that it's a contract role, so she's a little bit on the fence on whether she should stay put at the $82,000 and have, you know, a secure job or take a little bit more risk and go for the 6-month contract at the $95,000 mark.
Tell us a little bit more though about what is a pricing analyst?
So we get quotes from customers looking to for us to manufacture a product or test any product. And then we look at previous actuals and get advice from engineers and our customer team and figure out how to price out whatever the customer is requesting.
Cool. Okay, so what tools are you using? Like, what's your tool stack?
So we're looking a lot at previous actuals. We have some software. ProPricer is one of the applications we use for projects that are over $2 million.
Do you have any thoughts around, do you want to go more technical? Are you enjoying kind of the business?
I'm enjoying more of the business side of it. That's okay. One thing that I was a little unprepared for was moving just straight from a math degree kind of into the business world. So I had to learn more about the business side of things rather than just the strictly mathematical models that I've been working with.
One other thought that we've been talking about over the past week or two is potentially you going and getting an MBA.
Yes.
Right, because you've already reached out to HPU, right?
Yes, I did.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, I reached out to one of my old professors at Greensboro College who's working there at High Point now, who is running the MBA program, and reached out, learned more about their specific program they have there, the concentrations they offer. And I think I'm going to apply and see if I could possibly get an MBA through High Point.
Right, which I would say High Point's a solid decision, and that I know personally that they have an incredible alumni network. So you've already reached out to Devin,
yes.
who is, I mean, we're actually kind of creating this like Greensboro College to High Point pipeline, and that for those of you who are listening, Devin Summers was in my program back a few years ago, and he just graduated with an MBA from High Point and now just landed an analytics position at NASCAR, which is a huge win.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I think that's how I would think about grad school is what network am I buying into? I mean, yeah, you will learn about business and about, you know, analytics if you want to do an MBA with concentration analytics, but functionally speaking, it's almost like a fraternity or sorority where you buy into a network. And then that really, really can help your future prospects.
So ultimately, my recommendation for Connor is that I think he should go ahead and pull the trigger on getting an MBA with a concentration in analytics. I hope you enjoyed this video. Feel free to check out the channel, as I have over 200 videos related to analytics and the analytics industry and how you can navigate your career. Hey, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. I'm curious, were there any valuable insights or lessons that you learned? One thing that could hugely help us out is if you just took 30 seconds and left us a review with a little blurb about what you learned. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.